My name is Talitha Brown. I'm currently a practicing general surgeon in Henderson, North Carolina at Mariah Parham Health. I have no financial disclosures. I did want to take the opportunity to thank you all for coming and giving me the opportunity to share my experience at Wake Forest, now the Master of General Surgery program, but when I did it last year, by its former name of Transition to Practice. So I completed residency at the Albert Einstein Medical Center in Philadelphia. It's actually a level one trauma center and tertiary care center in urban Philadelphia. And as I approached graduation and made the decision that I wanted to go into general surgery and I was looking for a community practice, I was actually looking for some opportunities that would make me a ideal candidate for hire and kind of lose that fresh out of residency look and feel that a lot of hires, a lot of hospitals actually strayed away from. They were concerned that coming straight out of residency, what can you do? What can you offer? Are you going to be good enough? Are you going to be a burden to our senior staff? Are you going to have the confidence to take care of patients? And so I wanted to have something on paper that would demonstrate that, yes, in fact, I have this training of residency. Yes, I'm well above what I need, but I also have this little bit of something extra. And so specifically, I wanted to upgrade some of the procedures that I felt comfortable doing from just comfortable to confident and proficient. And also at my institution, there was no exposure or very little exposure to the management of burns. We shipped all of our burn patients up the street to Temple where they had a burn center. And that was something that I felt was actually lacking in my education, and I wanted to fill that gap. And so because of that, I sought out the Transition to Practice program, and specifically at Wake Forest, because they had a very, very strong background of a very established program, and the mission, which Dr. Miller shared with you, was right in line with what I wanted, and especially the portion that spoke about broad-based excellence, not just being good enough, but being fantastic, and also as a general surgeon to be sought out and wanted and welcomed by these hospitals where I was looking to be employed. So I was seeking to be highly sought by community practices, academic medical centers, and international surgical organizations, all of which were interests of mine. So as I mentioned, the mission at Wake was in line with my personal and professional goals, and that's why I decided to apply and ultimately complete the program there. Also, there was a lot of strong leadership. Wake Forest is famous. They have a lot of very strong surgeons. They have people who come out of that program who do well, very active in the college, and I felt would be able to impart knowledge and also offer mentorship as I developed as a general surgeon. There also was an international opportunity, is an international opportunity, to participate in the Shinyanga Regional Referral Center, which is in Tanzania in East Africa. And that was something I was interested in, as I had done a lot of international work in my residency as well as in my medical school training. And also, there was a very intentional instruction on both billing and coding, which as a resident, you don't realize how much of a big deal that becomes. And so I was grateful that there was very intentional education on how to bill, how to code, and how to make sure that both the hospital and you as a surgeon are being appropriately compensated for your services to the community. So I participated in the program from July 2017 to June of 2018, and actually stayed on a little bit longer through July 2018 as Wake Forest was making the transition to August starts for the other fellowships, and there was a paucity of fellows around. So I was just there helping before I started my job. I completed 387 cases independently, like Dr. Richardson said, alone in the operating room. And I didn't include in that number any cases where I was leading the resident or the resident was performing the case. These are my cases. And this included actually a broad base of general surgery, bread and butter general surgery, laparoscopic cases, as well as endoscopy, complex general surgery, abdominal wall closures, a variety of cases. This was also done at six locations, those four community sites that Dr. Miller mentioned in North Carolina, in Africa, as well as Wake Forest. And the rotations that I completed were minimally invasive surgery. I did a burn surgery rotation, which included burn ICU, trauma ICU, colorectal surgery. I did go to Tanzania for a month. I spent 3 months doing endoscopy, minimally invasive surgery in a private practice setting, and then 5 months on emergency general surgery at Wake. And so the benefits of completing the transition to practice program are overwhelmingly positive for me, in that I felt fortified in my independent decision making. When I started my new job, I started on Monday. I was on call on Tuesday and then Friday, Saturday, Sunday of the very first week I worked, and I didn't bat an eye. I felt confident that I was able to take care of the patients. I didn't need to call in any help. I knew what I was doing. I did spend those nights on call at the other hospitals at Wake. And I knew that even though this was my literally first week at this brand new hospital, that I was confident and capable of taking care of the patients and doing an excellent job. I was able to build and increase my clinical skill set as well as acumen. I gained insight and experience in the business aspects of medicine, and also create long-lasting mentorship relationships with the attendings at Wake Forest and other hospitals. And also the privilege to contribute to resident education. I worked with residents as well as medical students and PA students, and it felt fantastic to, at the end of the year, have people come up to me and say, "Talitha, Dr. Brown, you walked me through my first lab coli. You taught me this. I do this because you taught me that." And I think that making that contribution into the general surgery education of the residents who will ultimately become the surgeons who take care of me and my family, that's a privilege, and so I appreciated that. And so, like I said, my experience is overwhelmingly positive. There are opportunities for improvement naturally, but I am 100% glad that I did the program. The change in the name of transition to practice to mastering general surgery is well received. You do have individuals who feel that it is remediation, or you're not good enough, or you just didn't match, or whatever the case may be. But over time, you definitely can show them that, nope, I'm not remediating. This is a conscious decision that I've made because I have these sets of goals. And so I think that overall, I think the change in the name was positive, but I think the structure of the program in and of itself, the leadership, the mentorship, was well worth it. Sure. And so if you have any questions, I'm happy to answer them at the end.
Thank you.